Sheku Kane Mason joins Sinfonia Cymru for a sparkling programme including Beethoven's Symphony No. 1 and Haydn's first cello concerto. Radio 3 in concert from the riverfront, Newport, this Tuesday evening at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
It's 7:30, you're listening to BBC Radio 3, and our drama on 3 now is the Bush Theatre's contemporary revival of Winsome Pinnock's classic award-winning play, Leave Taking. Here with an introduction by the former artistic director of the Bush, Madine Yunis.
This is that classic immigrant story. What makes this play unique is the perspective through which we see this world. The character of Enid is our central protagonist. A mother, a matriarch, a single mother raising two daughters. This is a generational story that ranges from her two daughters to the elderly May, the Obeah woman, the spiritualist that Enid goes to see and seeks solace from. These universal themes reveal not just a sense of who these characters are, but who our society was and continues to be today. You can't deny the truth of these women and the complexity of the lives they lead as they try and negotiate a world that reminds them at times that they are not welcome, but they find their space ultimately. And that space is a deeply complex space, but one that I think we can all relate to from all four corners of the world. I think this play is truly universal. Amongst these four amazing female characters, Winsome also draws the character of Brod. Brod is a family friend that visits the family on a daily basis for his jerk chicken, rice and peas. It would be easy to assume that the character of Brod is there for some light relief, but Brod also carries his own secrets, his demons of his past. He's there both as a family friend, but also as a kind of surrogate father of sorts, an uncle to these two young women. Through the alcohol, we might think of Brod in a very particular kind of way, but actually, what Winsome does is reveal the vulnerability of men, and in particular the vulnerability of black men living and coming to England as part of that Windrush generation. And I think Brod is an embodiment of what that struggle was and continues to be for black men in our country today.
Leave Taking by Winsome Pinnock.
Enid Matthews? What you want?
I have an appointment.
We close. Come back on Thursday.
After I come from so far.
It's bank holiday.
Please. I pay £5 more.
Good Lord did say that money isn't everything, but when duty call, it call. Sometimes regret the day Mother discovered I had the gift. Since I was 13, I ain't had a moment's peace.
I'm Enid Matthews. I didn't ring make appointment. You remember?
You must be speak to my secretary.
I bring my daughters with me.
Some people don't like that, but I don't mind it. I have a son myself, but him left home long time. These look like nice girls. What I'll call you?
Do. I'm Viv.
Mm-hmm. Come in now.
Tell me, say, I've the gift good.
These days, people just want me to help them win on the mirror bingo. I don't deal with numbers. It's people I deal in. When I ever read before, girls? When I scared of me? It's so young people just scared of be a woman. Can't keep any secret from me. May see right through to your soul. That would be £10 extra on top of the special bank holiday price.
Long as we get our reading, Miss May.
You don't want a cup of tea?
We are right, thank you. We don't have much time. Not many bus running today.
You definitely need a hot drink after waiting out in the cold.
All right.
Let me put the kettle on.
She stinks.
Shh.
It's incense.
End up paying 50 quid time she's finished with you.
Frankincense and myrrh.
That ain't any of your business. Mumbo jumbo nonsense.
I'm hungry.
Don't worry, Viv. Maybe our hostess will rustle you up a little something if you pay her enough.
Don't eat anything she give you. We're not here for dinner.
She's not going to read me on my own, is she?
I want to hear what she got to say.
Thought a reading was supposed to be private.
As long as I'm the one paying.
Don't even want one.
Then why you come there?
I didn't realise I had a choice.
Look at this.
Don't touch the woman's things.
It's like a museum.
Don't know why he didn't carry it to the doctors.
Shut up, Dal.
It's true. I know what she's after.
Can she really read the future? She told me what grades I'll get in the exams.
You see how she's there? Don't push me, Dal.
Can she, Mum?
Remember when Miss Panicooker have that car accident? How she predict that?
Spooky dookie.
Mm. Predict it or cause it. What a mess. Bet there's rats.
It's not dirty though.
When Miss May bring the tea, just pretend you're drinking it. Then let it go cold.
I reckon she does what you do and next holy war off the Roman Catholics.
You want people to hear you?
No one's listening, Mum.
Fancy nicking holy water to practice voodoo?
You got too far, Delaris.
It's not voodoo. Don't. You're making me nervous.
I might get a bath. If she don't charge too much extra.
You had a bath this morning?
A holy bath, stupid. Stinks.
The older you get, the more you find out you got to protect yourself.
From what?
You will learn.
Evil spirits, duppies, and rolling cars.
Lady, you can help me with the tray, please.
You two sit still and behave.
You two sit still and behave.
She thinks we're 7 years old.
Why do you always have to argue with her? Why can't you just pretend to do what she says?
Anything for a quiet life, eh, Viv?
Both as bad as each other.
Look here, Ned. If his man you come about, you might as well go straight home. Plenty black woman over here does come see me about man. How to catch him, how to get rid of him, how to get him back. They think I can work miracles.
Miss May, my husband long gone, yes? But I don't want him back. I bring up those two girls on my own.
So what you want me to do for you?
I want a reading. And maybe a healing bath.
Stop staring at me, Viv.
Still feel ill? You should see a doctor.
I'm fine.
I don't do bath anymore. Landlady complains, say me I bring stranger in a she house use bath. Think she going catch something. How she going catch anything when all my clients much cleaner than she?
A month ago, my sister sent me this letter. Mm-hmm. Say me mother sick, need money for doctor. The woman so lie. I don't know whether to believe her or not. How I know she not want the money for herself? You could give me some guidance?
Cost you extra?
Did you know there's as many Obia women in the West Indies as priests?
How do you know that? I read it in a book.
Uncle Brod said.
Oh yeah?
He should know, Dal, he was born there.
You send money home?
I do my best. But every week my sister send me another letter. I beg me for this, beg me for that. It's not as if I don't write, tell her how things hard over here.
Mm-hmm.
She must think I'm living like a millionaire.
When last you go back there?
5 years ago.
And your mother?
If the woman didn't climb tree, pick coconut again me.
5 years is a long time.
Woman strong and she don't suffer from disease like that.
Then bring doctor to her.
So them say. But like I tell you, my sister so lie, you don't know if it's true. How I know she not going to spend the money on herself like last time? Mother and die. My grandmother lived till she 102.
Look at this.
What is it?
A carving. I bet that comes from Africa. There's writing on the bottom, see?
Stupid!
What's it say? You believe that?
Of course not. I need to get off me!
You can't tell me if he's sick. She really sick?
My dear, that's not the way the spirit work.
Wouldn't it be funny if she really did have powers?
You're a Obia woman and you can't tell me if a lie she'll tell.
No chance.
Send them what them ask for. Your mother could do with it anyway.
I want to go to the West Indies. It's not on white sandy beaches, you know? Uncle Brod says you don't know who you are unless you've been there.
I already know who I am.
Do the older girl first. They'll badly need of a reading.
A woman compel her daughter into a reading is usually something she want to know about the girl. What you want to know, Enid Matthews?
She getting out of hand. She don't come home after work.
Wow, look at this book. Charms and countercharms, divination and demonology.
So she go out with she friends. Nothing wrong with that.
Sometimes she don't come home till the early hours. And it's me one sitting up worrying.
Look at these charms.
I should have had boys.
Yes. Boys can fight, throw licks and petrol bombs.
She never used to be like this. All of a sudden she changed. Won't listen to me anymore. Angry, like she possess. Now must something make her change so?
You think he's evil spirit.
What else?
And who you think set that spirit on you?
That's why I come here, for you to help me. Please. Read the big one first.
Not lucky charms. You should take one of these into your exam with you for good luck. What was that?
Chickens.
You're joking?
Come and have a look.
Bloody farmyard.
Look at the little fat one. Randy little thing's trying to get his leg over.
She doesn't want to know. Don't blame her. Look at the stomach on it. One girl, peck him eyes out.
I think that one mad, you know. He sleep all day and crow at midnight.
You're allowed to keep chickens in Deptford.
Why not? It's a free country, isn't it? I couldn't live without a few fowl in the backyard.
Do you use them for your work?
That was the old Obia time. I keep them as pets. We leave your tea in the kitchen. Wait in there till we finish with your sister.
Why can't I stay? I want to see what happens.
Go on, Viv.
Don't worry. You'll get your turn.
All right.
Come. Sit now.
This is stupid.
You don't like reading? They all like that at first. But by the end, I have to force them out of the door. And they always come back. What you want? Palm or card?
Palm.
Right. Had enough of this.
Sit down there.
Read palms, Jesus.
Calm down, girl. I won't hurt you.
You won't get the chance. Oh. You're not going to see anything in my palms. It's in here you want to be looking at. She wants to know if I'm pregnant.
Then she come to the wrong place.
Who tell you that?
You see how she stay?
Please, not so loud. The landlady.
She's obsessed. I see you watching my stomach.
I'm not a doctor.
Can't even have a bath without her poking her nose through the keyhole.
Chin in front of people.
I can only predict and protect.
I'm asking you to protect my daughter.
They have these clinics, you know.
Me I go pay you good money?
Wasting money you ain't got on this rubbish.
Is it my turn?
How much I owe you?
I didn't do nothing.
For your time. Come, Viv, let's go.
I haven't had a reading yet.
Let's go.
Kiss me, Beak. What a bank holiday.
Waste of time.
Del? Any time you need someone to talk to, I'm always here.
Don't believe in that mumbo-jumbo shit.
I can see you need to talk.
How? Read my mind. I've got friends I want to talk.
Yes.
You might fool the old lady, but you don't fool me. I know your game.
You do?
Duppies and evil spirits. Give us a break.
And I know your game. The charm, please.
What you want about?
Read my mind.
No, no, no. You don't love me, and I know.
I wish you'd let me help you.
You get on with your homework.
Out! Out, damn spot!
Eh?
Shakespeare.
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 Shakespeare. Out, out, damn spot!
It's not magic spell, Mom.
How come I never hear Del come in last night?
She didn't want to wake you up.
And you say she leave out to work early this morning.
That's right.
Leave out to work in the burger place?
Uh-huh.
You didn't tell her about Pastor and his wife?
She said she'd be back before they get here.
Pastor say all the family have to be here when him do the blessing. You sure she come home last night?
Don't you believe me?
I was just wondering how she go to work in a place and give her the sack 2 weeks ago.
Oh. Promise me you're not going to make a scene. Please, Mom.
Do this for me now, Enid.
Oh, you can't do it yourself.
I'm not used to wearing tie. Feel like the devil has strangled me.
That'll be the evil spirit, Uncle Brad.
Carpet no clean yet.
This is a map of your life, Brad. Weinstein, Guinness, brandy.
Poor man not supposed to sober, Enid. Last time I sober, me think me dead and gone to hell. You think I should give Pastor a sniff of that white rum I've been keeping warm under my mattress since Christmas?
No, Brad.
Who else would wine entertain the man?
Talk to him.
Why, I can see we in for a hell of a evening.
What you think?
This is the cleanest flat on the estate. Place no need no blessing, Enid. The smell of bleach frightened off every duppy from here to the Elephant and Castle. What is? Clean carpet, wine glasses, set oven for chicken, make sure Brad have tie. Boy, we really turn English now. What you didn't know about Liz before she come here? Back home, we keep everything in we head.
And don't it show, Brad?
Viv, when your mother was the same age as you, the amount of things she had to do before the sun even rise, and she never need no Liz to do it neither.
Keep your skin quiet, Brad. I got enough to be doing without you taking yourself make joke.
Me seen it, boy! You can't find a different pair of shoes. With them shoes, I can see right through to your crack foot bottom.
Where? Think you're funny, ain't it, Brad? Huh? One day, God gonna give you joke, but you won't be the one laughing. I will.
Viv, you never wonder why your mother foot bottom cracks up.
Shut up your mouth, man.
Back home, she used to rise with the dawn, and she was on them feet. Bare feet all day, climb high hill, walk over big stone to fetch water from gully, work in the field, pick coffee, planting, then sell it to market.
Brad, what the use you telling her these things? She don't understand that way of life.
Well, she should. Your mother don't like to talk about back home. Me, I dream about the land of wood and water, pure rainforest.
Then why you not go back there if you have such a longing for it? I don't dream about back home because this is my home.
A few years ago, I would have said the same thing. All my life, I think of myself as a British subject. We have a flag and empire there. Touch me hat whenever me see a picture of the Queen. Then them send me letter. So if me don't get me nationality paper in order, they going to kick me out of the country. You man a same thing. Anything it.
Kick us out. Where would me and Del go?
Call me an alien. As if me live the last 30 years on the moon instead of on this blasted estate. I had to pay £50 to become a citizen. After me spend the whole of my life standing to attention whenever me hear the national anthem.
So, we paid £50 and now we're nationality secure.
Secure what? Till them change their mind again. This is my home. come. I make sure my Jamaican passport up to date. And you better do the same. Mm.
You read Viv's school report?
No.
All A's. My daughter going to university. How many of my sister children back home going to university?
And you know why they ain't going to university? Because they're too poor. And why they're poor? Because of colonialism, imperialism, vampirism. They suck the blood out of the island, suck it dry.
They fall down on imperialism. Them catch cold on imperialism. When una going to take responsibility? Me? I don't rely on nobody but myself.
You remember Gulliman, Enid?
Long time now, me no see Gulliman.
Man mad. Walk street, no shoes, no socks. Shirt open down to navel. In the cold, man a walk and shake. Beg me 50 pence for a cup of tea. Didn't even recognize me.
You see when me put me Bible?
Gulliman come over here with $2 in him pocket. But Gulliman could work. And he had a talent for saving. Within 3 years, Gulliman buy car. Old car granted, but car all the same. And house. Gulliman forget everybody. All him friends, him people back home. Just cut everybody off. You meet him in the road, he wouldn't see you. Too high. Remember how him used to talk in it?
Like him have a cock in him nose hole.
And he was always correcting people. Don't say water, man. Say water. One morning, Golly man wake up to find him lovely car covered in shit. And a message on him door read, Wags out. Golly man heart broke. His mind crack. And now he can hardly talk broken English.
That's sad, man.
English.
You come here, you try to fit in. Stick to the rules. England been good to me. I proud of my English girls.
You teaching these children all wrong. They go and forget where them come from. These girls ain't English like them newsreader who got English stamp on them like the letters on a stick of rock. Right through English. These girls got Caribbean souls.
Don't you mean African souls?
Don't talk foolish. African.
Girl, you are a class student. Tell me, what you know about Nanny Adam Maroons?
Never heard of her.
Stop with your stupidness, broad.
Jamaica, 1730, something. The Maroons, slaves descended from the Ashanti warrior tribes, escaped from captivity and run away into the Blue Mountains. Nanny, an Ashanti warrior queen, a powerful Obia woman, becomes their leader. When the English fire musket, them bullet bounce off Nanny's shoulders, kill the men who was trying to destroy her. As she lead the slave rebellions, you, my dear Viv, are descended from Queen Nanny.
Am I?
It's in the blood. That's why black woman so strong. Look pon your mother.
Viv, you're intelligent. You mustn't encourage him.
You mix these children up, Enid.
A mix up what? They know who they are. She know who she is. Tell him who you are.
A dust whom England bore, shaped, made aware, a body of England's breathing English air, washed by the rivers, blessed by the suns of home.
You see? See? Breathing English air. English.
So why you have a lock with book all day long? If she is a English girl, like all you say she is, she should be out with her boyfriend every single night, like all the other English girls.
I haven't got a boyfriend.
Keep a lookout for me.
What?
The door.
What are you up to, Uncle Broad?
We're going to need a little Jamaican courage if we're going to get through this evening in one piece. What, son? Easy now.
She means well, you know.
You're telling me? I know your mother long before you was born.
She works so hard. I don't know how she does it.
She do it for you.
How can I ever live up to that? We don't deserve it, bro.
She think you deserve it. Make her happy and accept that.
What does she want when she was my age? What does she want?
Your mother didn't want to post mistress, but she never passed the exam. She want better for you.
And what if I fail my exams? What will she do then?
Trust me, you won't fail. Not if Enid have anything to do with it.
You're really nice, Mum.
You think so?
But stop. What is this vision of beauty? Queen Nanny come down from the Blue Mountains. You going to keep the hat on?
You don't like it?
English people don't wear hat inside the house.
Better?
This pastor must be a very high man. You sure you're not in love with him?
Him have a wife.
That don't bother some man.
No, it don't bother some man, does it, Brad?
What are you two talking about?
Nothing.
You lot never tell me anything.
Enid, you want me and Viv to go into the kitchen?
Stay you bound, Brad.
Remember, you're not going to make a scene.
What's up? This place looks like a funeral parlor.
Viv never tell you about pasta?
Yeah, she told me. Yeah.
Where you been, Del?
Mom, I told you.
I want Del to tell me.
We had a busy day, and he asked me to work late, and I needed overtime, so...
You never come home last night?
Why don't you believe anything I say?
I did ring them up. Them say I never go in.
I was too sick to go in. See, last night I slept on someone's floor and caught a bit of the chill.
Don't lie to me, girl. You never go in because you have an argument with the manager and they tell you not to come back.
He talks to me as if I can't speak English.
You think it's easy to find a job these days?
I'll sign on tomorrow.
You will go and look for another job tomorrow.
All right, Mommy, anything you say.
Don't laugh at me, girl.
You can't talk to me like that. I'm not some kid.
Long as you're living under my roof, you will work. I don't want people say we're lazy.
All right.
Now go and take off those clothes and come down and wait for pasta.
All I did last night was dance. What's wrong with that? I like dancing. I've been following the sound system for years. The bass is mad. You want to see it? Pounding the wall like one big pulsing heart. And when that bass gets inside you and flings you round the room, you can't do nothing to stop it.
Sounds like you was in the spirit.
I don't want to hear this. Go and get changed.
I hate it here.
You and Grateful...
Let it rest. We're not going to get anywhere by fighting each other.
Grateful for what? This shithole. A greasy job in a greasy cafe where they treat me like I am a dum-dum and give me a couple of pounds at the end of every week. What is that to be grateful for?
I work two jobs, 7 days a week, to put food in your belly and roof over your head. I wear one dress, one pair of shoes with hole in it so that you can dress on those children that have fathers. People laugh at me, but they never laugh at you.
But what you give us that we can use out there? You don't see the policeman turning us down or the managers treating us like we're the lowest of the low. You're too busy bowing down and scraping to your beloved England, and where has it gotten you? Remember who worked you at the hospital last Christmas?
Stop it, Del.
Let her talk. I'm listening.
You were all dressed up and you looked beautiful. And we're having fun. And one of the nurses drinks too much and pukes all over the floor. Remember that? And in front of everyone, Matron tells you to clean it up. You put your overalls on over your beautiful dress in front of everyone there. You get the mop and the bucket and clean it up. Yeah. England loves you, all right? No wonder Dad left you. That's the last time.
Dow. People grow up in England think they can talk to you anyhow. Well, they can't.
Pastor soon come.
Yes. You better get the wine out of the fridge.
You all right, Miss Enid?
Yes, yes, Brad. Just leave me. Thank God we get through it.
I was all right.
You did look sharp, broad man. What I would do without you?
The hard part was to drink in little sips. Pastor does always take the sip like that.
He's a high man. It looked bad that Vivandel wasn't here.
Pastor have him head too far up him hole to notice.
Place just bless and you're talking dirty.
Sorry, Miss Enid, you're right.
Why my daughters have to be so rude?
Rude? You seen them kids rioting on TV? That's what you call rude.
You always take them side. I'm always the one in the wrong, innit?
You really think them are going to entertain your guests with the fight on the dove?
I feel so shame when the pastor asked me where them was. You think him know me was lying?
Pastor Trent have many quality, but I don't believe he have the gift of sight.
When I need my daughter support, them running wild.
Those girls ain't wild, Enid.
You don't have a hard word to say about anything, eh? Long as you have your glass of whiskey or white rum, everything roses.
I can be tough when I need to be.
At least it wasn't a disaster.
Why you so bothered about what these people think?
Where would I bring my problems if I didn't have the church? Who listen to me apart from God?
Obia woman.
Me finish with Obia woman.
Why? She no good? Remember that accident with Sister Pani Cook?
As she predict that. I know. But I have made a covenant with God.
I just don't understand the church business these days. The spirit gone out of it. All that talk about saving souls. What special occasion are saving them for? Is all piano and enjoy later?
You're too bad, Brad.
Pastor put me in mind of Gully Man. You notice the resemblance? All the time him talking, him wringing him hand and walking backward. Him and him wife just want a easy life. Discuss Bible over tea in China cup. In my day, it was all about throwing yourself right on the edge of life. It was jumping and shouting and feeling the damn thing. Feeling the spirit flame up inside you.
That's why you just drink so much rum these days. To feel the fire flaming up inside you again.
Don't make fun in it. I drink my drink. And dreams does come to me.
Spend half your life flat out drunk.
Not drunk, Enid. In the spirit.
Yeah, you in the spirit, all right.
I can see things pastor can only dream of. Visions, Bible reading. The man to speak is pokey. See him and him wife are look wrong. He good enough? These people good enough? That man don't know how to tie down demons. Back home, the church was hot.
Yes.
Pastor Charlie Johnson. Now that was a man could wrestle with demon. Remember that night, Hurricane Hanley blew through me a pen? Charlie Johnson hold a service to tie it down. Jesus Christ! And they rip through the houses, tear up trees, throw them high in the sky. But Johnson no fear than a hurricane. Him shout out, stand firm, my brothers and sisters. Satan will not take possession of this meeting house tonight. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, Satan. That night, Charlie called down a spirit more
powerful than any hurricane.
Oh, that service was sweet.
Spirit fling mom around the room till she bust out talking in tongues, remember?
We was all talking in tongues that night.
Ham shalalalalala. Ham pa-ba-ra-ba-ba-ba-ba. Ham ba-ra-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Hey, quiet now, man. You want the neighbors hear you?
It's good to see you laughing. You in a party mood? Listen to this. All right, Miss Edith. You want to see your wine? Yeah, man. Come on, girl.
You're nice, man.
You know, so you got them hips there. Yeah, man. Show me now.
Like this?
Love.
Like this? Listen,
what a king. Oh, boy. What a
You still have a long time.
You still have
a party. Where's the pastor?
Them gone.
Thank God for that.
Where did they go?
For a walk. It's nice outside.
You call this weather nice? Well, you was born here.
I didn't notice the weather. Just walked about. Best way to think.
Walk it out. That's what I always say.
What you got on your mind, you need to walk it out.
She worried about her exams.
Who? Call from Jamaica. They want to reverse the charges.
Bet you're Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I've been thinking about Jamaica.
Yes, this is Enid Matthews.
I want to go out there.
Yes, I will accept the charges.
Cynthia, say hello to her for me.
I want to see it for myself.
You would have survived out there 2 days by yourself. Yes, I will hold. I bet your money she want.
People back home think Caledonian road paved with gold.
What she after this time? House with swimming pool?
Or a Royals Rice and a Bentley with real fur and leather trim?
There's this volunteer program. You go out there for a year and you help out when they need you.
You see what nonsense you're putting in a girl head?
Huh?
What about university? Yes, I'm still here.
Loads of people take a year off. I can go next year.
You don't know what it's like out there. You don't understand what poverty I do to people. The last time I went out there, they begged me for this, begged me for that. Got through my suitcase when I out of the house, steal my clothes. They think you have so much. They don't imagine how we live over here.
It can't be that bad. Uncle Bert says.
But fill your head with foolishness.
You think it's some tropical paradise?
Mom, please. It's paradise for rich American tourists, but for the rest of us, go to university. Forget about Jamaica. Cynthia! Good to hear your voice too, sis.
Tell her, bro.
Will your mother ever listen to me?
What's it? What is it? I can't hear you. Turn the music off, no? Cynthia, talk to me, no?
Mom, what's wrong?
It's Brad sent. When? How she? Yes. Yes.
Mom, tell her we'll wire the money tomorrow.
We will wire the money tomorrow. Yes, yes, we are right, sent. You look after yourself. Tomorrow, yes, tomorrow.
Have to look money.
I sorry, Enid. She was a mother to me as well.
I'm sorry. Get yourself a drink, Brad.
You want one?
A lie, Cynthia, tell. She just want money.
She not lie, Enid. Mama dead.
No.
Mama dead.
The them kill her. They never look after her properly. All they got for their mind is money.
Is what you're saying, Enid? Mama was an old woman.
Then who killed her then? Me?
Nobody kill her. Her time just come.
I want to see her.
Where are you going, Mom?
Money. Send money. Send money for Mama's funeral.
You don't have to do that now, Enid. It can wait.
No, Brad. Nothing ever wait.
Can't you sleep? You can't sit here in the dark all night.
Don't turn the light on. I'm used to sitting in the dark. You think my mother could afford electricity? Hot and cold running water. Flush toilet. We shower in waterfall.
That sounds amazing.
You ever been hungry, Viv?
Yeah, I've been hungry.
Not that literally nibbling English lunchtime hunger. I'm talking about the sort that roar in your belly. Day and night, I think you're going mad with the thought of food. You think it's easy living off the land? The land fail you. You might as well be dead.
You don't live off the land anymore.
Oh, yes. I did escape, didn't I? Lucky me. You know where I come from? I come from the dirt. I come from the poorest family in the whole of Jamaica. People used to laugh at us, pick on us, and we still walk around like we was something. Escape. To what? We are going run to now.
Why should you want to run anywhere?
Sometimes I feel like a cat chasing the moon tail, going round and round and getting nowhere but dizzy. You think I want to come here? I never want to come here. I wanted to go to America. Like my uncle.
I never knew you had an uncle in America.
I never tell you?
You never tell us anything.
Him come back visit with him wife. She was like something out of a film. Straighten she hair and red up she face. When she leave the house, I look in her suitcase. You should have seen she under clothes. Pink and silky.
You went through her suitcase.
Teeth up here as stockings.
You? Mom?
Oh, she would have given me if I asked her, but I was too shy. Can you imagine the shame I put in a woman like that in a liquor wooden shack? Long after them gone, I couldn't stop thinking about her. And America. I cried for days when they said they weren't taking any more people. We have any chocolate tea? I have a taste for a big cup of mama chocolate tea.
I don't know how to make it.
Ah, chocolate tea and a thick slice of hard dough bread. Oh, old time woman cook. Huh? Roast bread fruit, callaloo. See mama grating chocolate over Martha. Come on, girl. Roll it up small and lick a dumpling.
I can make you some fried dumpling.
One day. Mama take me on a long walk. I don't know why. Just take me to places in the district I never been before. Secret places. Many times you couldn't find Mama. She must have just sit and think and dream in them place. Hear Mama singing. Hill and Gully Rider, Hill and Gully. Hill and Gully Rider, Hill and Gully, then you bend down low.
That's a nice song.
You know, the day I was to leave, she never said goodbye to me. Couldn't find her. Search everywhere. You know where she was? In the field, working hard like it was just another day. Cutting away with she cutlass. Mama, I say, I gone now. She never turn round. Just carry on working. Chop, chop, chop. Play deaf. In the end, I had to give up, walk away. It wasn't easy to leave.
You want another drink?
I don't drink. Neither do you. You drank, Mum.
Me? Miss Bible draws. That's what your father used to call me. Because I didn't want to end up like all the other girls in the district. I had plans. I wasn't gonna let no blasting man breed me up.
You never talk about him.
You don't remember him? Every night, we douse rags in petrol, light them up for torches, and run up Peggy Hill. We sit by ourselves and plan through the night. We're gonna be big shots in London. He was a charmer. Everybody in the district love him. Put money down, buy him a ticket for the ship to England. When I wave him off, he say, soon as me reach England, I will send for you. 6 months pass, me not hear from him. 10 months, nothing. He forget me. Exactly a year after him leave, I get an email letter with a ticket in it. He saved every single penny he worked to buy that ticket.
I hope I find someone to love me like that. What happened to you?
I had was to give you something. Viv, this is for you.
But you must have been saving ages.
Once I put my mind to something.
I can't take this.
You need books and clothes for university.
I haven't passed the exams yet.
But you will.
So this is a down payment?
What?
What if I don't want to go to university? What if I want to travel, like you did, and fall in love?
Love has teeth, Viv.
It's too much. Spend it on yourself.
What would I buy for myself? High heels? Stockings? I'm not a dreaming 16-year-old anymore. I'm a big woman.
What will I spend it on? I never go out, except to go to school. Spend my life bent over books that have nothing to do with me. I don't like you and Dell.
Take it. Take it.
All right. All right. I can't live your life for you. I don't know what you want. What do you want?
I want...
I want to go home.
Shh! You gone mad or what? There's salt everywhere.
Go back to bed. Oh, see what you've done with your evil eye? See how you make me spill it?
It's only salt.
Only salt.
What, I broke the spell or what?
I have to start again. I'm getting too old.
Try and win back another fugitive husband.
I said it's none of your business.
Don't know why those women bother.
You're going to spend the day in United?
I only just got up.
What if somebody call around?
They come to see you.
What sort of impression you're going to give?
All right. I'll get dressed. I couldn't sleep.
No.
Those pictures your son has up on his wall. I had nightmares of being crushed by a pair of gigantic pink tits.
You took after my husband.
I can't imagine you married.
I've done many things you wouldn't think.
Your husband didn't mind you doing the obia.
He had no choice. Neither did I. It was my calling.
Do you ever talk to him?
his spirit?
That's for me to know.
Will your son come back?
When he's ready.
Can't you use your obia to find him?
You can't make a person do anything they don't want to.
So how come you sell love potions?
Love potions are to make people love themselves. Want some?
No way.
So what you doing poking around my things?
You'll be shocked if this stuff really works, won't you?
You doubt it.
Don't you?
Don't tell me we'll run out of salt. Stop playing with my cards.
Why? Burn my fingers or something.
Few nights you've been here and I can't find a damn thing.
You make it all up, don't you? Come on. I won't tell anyone.
You think I make it up? Give me your hand. You have a liking for books, but when you read, words run across the page like black ants. The teachers say you're slow. So you give up and run with a crowd to make you feel like you belong. At least that's what you used to think. But just recently you've had a change of heart. If me wrong, say me wrong.
Any phony can take a lucky guess.
Look, you want to stay here in my house, you abide by my rules, you hear? You got to learn to respect.
Here we go again, I'll make breakfast.
Don't turn your back on me, girl. I was talking about respect.
I need a sermon, I'll go to church.
Don't speak to me like that. And put down those cards. You think I'm your mother? You do that on purpose. This evening, you pack your bags and find somewhere else.
All right, I will.
And if just one of these cards is missing, it's me and you.
You sit down, take it easy.
Mash up everything you touch.
I don't mean to spoil things.
You never think, do you, girl?
Shut up!
They want their breakfast. Remember to talk to them. They like it when you talk to them.
I'm not talking to the chickens.
Gently. Put some grain in your hand.
You're not really going to chuck me out, are you?
Give me a reason why I shouldn't.
Give me your hand. You like having me around. At first, you thought I was a bit of a handful, but now you're starting to think that I'm actually quite good company. If me wrong, say me wrong.
You're wrong. When you're going to the job center?
I've already signed on.
It's the least you can do. I can't afford to feed both of us on my little money. What do you want with me this time?
Probably one of the husbands wanting you to get off his back.
You put on some clothes.
Del? What do you want?
What a nice way to talk to a visitor. You're not going to offer a cup of tea?
We ran out of tea.
Oh, don't tell me you drink the last tea bag. Thank God you're getting your gyro. I can't put up with you eating me out of house and home. What else we need from the shop? Tea, bread, milk.
And salt.
Oh, yes, salt. Tell her to put some clothes on.
Do they lay eggs?
They're just decorative, mostly. But sometimes I see her use them in her, you know?
Obia.
I've seen her.
Really?
I see her wring its neck with her bare hands. The poor thing was flapping around the room for an hour with no head, blood everywhere.
Oh, I couldn't stop hearing all that going on.
Your face.
That's not funny.
She's harmless.
What she requires a fresh young virgin as a human sacrifice. I'd watch myself if I were you.
Fresh young virgin, well, that's me out, isn't it?
You can't have a baby here.
Why not? Anyway, I'll be out of here soon. And council puts you at the top of the list when you're pregnant. I might get a garden.
That way you did it.
No, that's not why I did it. God, Viv.
I'm not gonna let you have my niece here.
First I heard aunt's got rights.
You got milk yet?
You are such a pervert.
It wouldn't surprise me if you didn't.
I'll look after myself.
Don't look like it. Place smells damp. Be horrible in the winter. Baby will get fungus on its lungs. How are you gonna manage? Baby's gonna need clothes, nappies. I'll help you look after it if you come home.
Let me get on with my life, can't you?
I wanna be there when it comes.
Hold my hand. Be escaping yourself in what, a couple of months? You'll be going to wild parties and there'll be sex, drugs, booze. No, you won't, will you? You're such a good girl.
I'm not as good as you think.
Why, what you been up to?
When you like to know. So what do you do all day?
There's loads to do around here. I'm in charge of them chickens. They all got their own unique personalities.
What happened with you and Roy?
I'm finished with men.
He called round, looking for you. You can imagine what Mum thought about that.
You better not have told him where I am.
I ain't told no one. What's it feel like?
You wanna try it? You get sick. You get tired.
I wanted to give you this.
What is it? Where'd you get all this from? You got a Saturday job? Or taking up crime or what? Did the old woman give you this? For being a good girl.
She told me to give it to you.
Liar!
She won't mind though.
She would go mad if she knew you gave that to me.
No, she wouldn't. You're her favourite.
Me? Are you taking the piss?
You left me all on my own with her. How is that fair?
Isn't she a bit calmer now that I'm not there?
Suppose. She's different. Since her mum, you know. Do you think we would have got on with her mama?
Why not? Who knows?
She was the last of our grandparents. Imagine that. A whole generation gone and we never met any of them. Never even seen a photograph.
That's life, isn't it? And what are you doing here anyway? Shouldn't you be sitting some exam?
9 a.m. English literature paper 1.
So you better get a move on, you're late.
I've already been.
That was quick. You are a clever girl.
I walked out.
What?
My one act of rebellion and I'm shitting myself.
Why did you do that? Well, didn't your answers come up?
Oh, I knew all the answers. Pat me on the head and they all come tumbling out. Say exactly what the examiners want to hear. But no matter how hard I search for myself in them books, I'm never there.
And where's walking out gonna get you a job in a factory?
Me and those teachers, we don't speak the same lingo. Things I feel, they haven't got words for. Sometimes I think I need another language to express myself.
Go back to school and sit the exam.
It's too late, I failed it now.
You're bright! You'll make them marked up in the next paper.
I thought you, of all people, would understand.
So you turn bad girl now? Am I supposed to be impressed? I am not impressed, Bill.
I always do what everyone else wants me to. From now on, I'm doing what I want.
Are you trying to mess up your life? Get out.
Wait, what are you doing? Are you chucking me out?
Get up out of it, Bill. You can't make me.
Can't I?
Can't I? And don't come back unless it's to show me a certificate.
Have an earth palm. You travel line deep, you're going on a long journey. So you better look out your passport. I could do with a bit of a sunshine myself. That will be £15. Thank you.
My daughter ran away from home. Weeks now I haven't seen her.
They all have to fly the nest sometime. And a good thing too, if you ask me. We don't want them beside us all the day of our life, do we? I was glad when I get my son off my hands. No? I lucky if I get a Christmas card.
I don't know where she is.
Rest assured, Enid Matthews. She will be all right. You want a butler stout?
Yeah. I thought you could give me something. A prayer.
some ointment, anything that could protect her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I might have something. Let me look.
Did I tell you my mother died?
So did mine. 18 years ago now. I still miss her. You don't appreciate them till them gone. That's what I tell my son.
Our children are right to blame us. If we can't give them a good life, we shouldn't have them.
For me, a good life is a roof over my head, a good meal every day, and a bottle of cold stout. What you call a good life?
See your children living life like normal people. Over here, the children can't live like normal people.
You should be proud of your children. Didn't you say the younger one is studying for a big exam?
Viv will be all right. They can't take your education away from you. But the bigger one, I worry she could destroy herself.
These English children live off them wits.
She, 2 years ago, Dell and her friends go shoplifting, get catch. Police come to my door. Police, Miss Bay. She get a caution, but it's shame.
It isn't your shame.
I have to be man and woman. Shout so they can hear me. And when I hear myself, I think, why that woman shouting so? Sorry, I'm taking up your time. I better go home.
Don't you worry, lady. You take all the time you want.
If I did send that money home, she wouldn't have died. Why I didn't send them something as soon as I get the letter?
We all got to go sometime. It's in the book. A time to born, a time to die.
I was saving up to send for her, but we run out of time.
You want something else, lady? Let it out, lady. Feel better in it.
Weeks now I ain't sleep.
Maybe you should see a doctor.
What a doctor know about our illness? Just give your pills and sick up your stomach and a doctor's certificate. What they know about a black woman's soul?
What you want me to do for you?
Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't move. I can't call out. I feel a pressure all around here, like something sitting on my chest, crushed the life out of me. Please, take this evil spirit off of me.
If this was back home, I would have said, bring me two of your best fowl as a sort of sacrifice. Over here, I don't think the blood of two maga chicken gwine make you better.
Is this I come here for? Look at me, Miss English.
It's not easy to turn your back on one country and start fresh in foreign. It mash up your life. Things happen you wouldn't imagine. When I see them children on the TV, so angry and betrayed, poof.
You ever wonder if it was worth it?
Their life will be easier in time. Take this protection aisle. Make a sign of the cross on your forehead with this one in the morning and this one at night. Pressure soon ease. Soon you notice life picking up again.
How much?
Nothing. I give as a friend.
Thank you. Thank you for your help.
Come here expecting me to give them the answers. Palm reading, herbal bath, tricks with cards. Read the bumps on their heads. expect me to reach into their souls and stick the broken pieces back together? They have sucked me dry. I've come to the end. My battery dead. Finish. I have had enough.
I'm gonna get some fresh air.
Del, I want you out of here by Wednesday evening.
All right.
I mean it. You should be helping each other to survive. Don't you feel for her?
She hates me. Always has since I was a little kid. She thinks I am bad.
I was hard on my boy. I didn't hate him. I was trying to save him. He used to tell me, oh, he never feel even a little bit British. He used to go on and on at me in a Cockney accent. He would never rest, always dreaming about escape, turning it round and round in his mind. But where the hell he going to escape to? If instead of going round like a madman, he could find some peace in himself, journey inside himself, everything would be all right. You at peace with yourself. You at home anywhere.
How can you love yourself when you're always bottom of the pile?
I was saying that hate destroys.
At least hate keeps you fighting.
But who are you fighting?
I don't want to fight you, May. I'm grateful for the room.
Why don't you go home? Your mother probably still waiting at the bus stop. Run and catch her.
I don't want to.
You think things would change by now? My grandfather's grandfather come to Jamaica in the hold of a ship. My mother did run away to Cuba in the 20s to cut cane, and I came here. Oh, it must be some kind of curse that condemn our people to wander the earth like ghosts who can't find rest. So now, where are you going?
For a walk.
London is the place for me. London, this lovely city. You can go to France or America, India, Asia, or Australia.
In debt?
Not yet.
Good.
What the hell and this? Is heaven?
We look like angels, Uncle Brad.
You know this old tramp?
Old tramp?
He's my uncle, the family friend, Miss May. He lives up the road from us and stops by every day for his rice and peas.
There was no rice and peas last night, I tell you. Your mother got mad if she didn't turn me out the house.
Why?
Says she carried too many people for too long and threw me and Viv out the house.
Where's Viv?
She gone to stay with her friend.
She should have come here.
Here? The landlady think I up to no good in here as it is. She says she ain't seen so many people pass through here since Carnival.
All the years I knew her. Grew up in the same yard. And she kicked me out into the street with nowhere to go.
So the man must be spend the evening in public house. Then after come knocking on my door, waking up my neighbors in the middle night, I shout say how him gone blind.
Blind.
If you did drink a bottle of rum to yourself, you could see anything.
When are you gonna learn, Uncle Brad?
Look what him do to me table. Why him have to come here?
I wanted to speak to my young friend. There was something I had was to tell her.
What?
My mind gone blank.
Minute I set eye upon that Enid Matthews, I know said the woman was trouble. I did read it in she palm.
You do reading?
Palms, cards, tea leaves, you name it, she does it.
I was thinking of retiring.
You does he?
Only by appointment.
I can make appointment, no.
See my secretary.
You what?
You see, I have this bad back.
Sunday is my day of rest.
Oh. I thirsty.
You want some water?
I would prefer a
glass of water.
A drop of water would a nice.
A drop of water. Cha.
Poor Uncle Brad.
Poor Broderick James. A man condemned to roam the earth from public house to public house in search of that elusive perfect beer.
You still drunk? You want an aspirin?
The pain feel good. I like to pay a penance.
And you drink too much.
It helped me forget.
What?
I forget.
I've heard that joke before.
You expect an old drunk like me to create new ones?
You're not an old drunk.
You think your mama would have let me back in if I serenade she and she window?
I'll play it cool if I were you, bro. You love my mama what?
What sort of question that?
Do you?
Not in that way.
Why not?
After everything we've been through, it hard to find you have any love left. Your mother says she finished with love.
Just wondered.
Why don't you go and see her? She ain't been right since you leave. She don't clean. She don't cook.
Like poor Uncle Broad. Missing his ackee and saltfish.
I can look after myself.
And so can I.
That must be why you're looking so well. The father visit you?
I don't want him to. And what about you, Broad? Do you see your wife and kids?
No.
Why not? What makes you men allergic to the sound of a crying baby?
I didn't run away. Yes, I went wild for a time when we was all young. I made mistakes. But that didn't give her the right to say I couldn't see my kids. Take them back to Jamaica. I yearn for them every day.
Good old Uncle Broad.
I wasn't as bad as some of these men. Take your father. No, he was a madman. I never see a man's eyes look so empty. At first, him and your mother share everything. When one work in the morning, the other one look after the kids and go to work at night. Them was a good team. I really believe it would work. It wasn't till we get a job at Smithfield Market that him start to change. Here are the other men here. Show us your tail, you black monkey. Keep our mouth shut. Keep our anger inside. But your father changed from a smiling boy into a hard man. Even him face changed to favor a lump of dead meat. He used to love your mother, and now he can't stand her. He come home from work bitter and tired, and the woman a have around him smiling and laughing. He can't stand it. He want to wipe the smile off her face. If they won't treat him like a human being outside, he makes sure she treat him like a king in him own house. Meat raw, go cook it again. You give big man food with no salt in it. I'm not saying he would not do the same thing back home. What I'm saying is that coming here speeding things up because no one care what he want to do to a black woman. One time I got to the house.
I don't want to know.
You don't want to hear? Why not? Why don't you want to hear about how your mother get a beating? Because you want to think of her as a monster. You soon be a mother yourself.
You come here to tell me this rubbish.
She never want you and me to see anything bad in the house. That's why she left when you was baby.
I will never be a victim.
She's not Nanny of the Maroons.
Who's Nanny of the Maroons?
Your mother never want me to tell you any of this. Promise me you won't let her know.
Is you leave the back door open?
Del.
Never touched it.
The chicken them gone.
They were gone, father. They always come back.
I gone then.
So quick. What about your water?
I got things to do.
Like what?
I might just try and serenade Edie down the shoe window.
But what a man mad.
Is that all right? You should hear the shit he comes up with.
He means a joker, yes.
A man is one big joke.
Let it out, lady.
better in it.
What are you looking at?
I never noticed before how you're wide and full between the eyes.
What does Uncle Pod know anyway? He makes things up when he's drunk. The old girl's tougher than she looks.
Your frontal lobe big where they meet at the nose root. You know what that means?
That's a fool.
Oh, I didn't notice that before. What you say? You call me a fool?
What a phony!
No fool like an old fool.
I'll show you. Why are you staring at me?
No, I see it plain, plain.
Stop staring at me. Stop!
Cheers.
Wonderful and bountiful goddess of harmony. Bring me money and prosperity. Shine your radiant and benevolent face down on my finances today. Bring me all the riches I desire today. And now, I send up a flame of fire and thanks, O Festa, for your generous help. Flame a pen.
Yes.
What you up to? I hope you ain't using my equipment for your own selfish ends.
I was just mucking about.
You muck about in your own time in future.
This place look clean or what?
Not bad.
First time this place has been clean in years. You need a new coat, mate.
Why? I like old things.
So do I.
Miss Etta Caron?
I gave her 2 bottles of protection oil and told her to come back next month.
Mm, she pay you?
She didn't have her purse on her.
She never have her purse on her. You mustn't let her fool you with that helpless old woman act. It only work if they pay. They have to invest in their own healing. Did I ever tell you about Pocomania?
That's when women dress in white and tramp round and round in a circle. They huff and puff until they get high on the spirit. Why don't we have a poco session? I want to get high on the spirits, man.
You need wide open spaces.
We could go to Hampstead Heath.
You won't end up in jail.
We won't, would we?
Didn't they put Pastor Perry in jail for breaking into Highgate Cemetery and sprinkling foul blood over this marksman tombstone?
Serves him right, silly old fool.
Yes. The old ways are dying.
About time, too.
What are you doing here if you're not keeping them alive?
It's a laugh, isn't it? I was been in a burger bar. The things people tell you.
I ever hear you repeating what go on in here to anybody outside this room is you and me.
As if I would.
You sick this morning?
Bit.
You never drink the tea I did leave you.
It's too strong. Only makes me worse.
It'd have to get bad before it get better. You expect everything to come to you easy, don't you? You use the last or the candle begging Vesta to make you a millionaire.
I'll go out and get more in a minute.
No time for that now. You got to take your exams.
What exams?
Haven't you been watching me, listening to my consultations, reading my books? So, no time like the present. Sit. You ready? Clairvoyance and spiritual aptitude.
You what?
Also known as psychoscopy. According to DeLawrence, what is the physical organ of the soul?
The brain.
Correct. Demonology. What charm would you give a client who see a demon in them sleep?
A filled red pouch. And a protection prayer written on parchment.
Correct. Practical. Parts A.
Thought transference. Close your eyes and tell me what you see. Relax, girl. Feel it. It will come to you. No. What did you see?
I'm not sure. A ship? Floating on the sea?
That will do.
I got it right, really.
Part B. Divination. Read my palm. You see everything you need to know in their eyes.
I can't.
Can't is your favorite word. Come on, girl. You feel something? Where?
My heart. Your heart.
Read, girl.
Your heart is... Your heart.
I'm going on a long journey, I know. You pass with flying colors. You're a natural.
But what I saw...
Never mind what you saw.
Shouldn't you see your doctor?
I don't need no doctor. What doctor know about a black woman's soul?
Do I get a certificate?
We'll see about that. Now, look sharp. We've got a client coming at 5:30.
5:30? Why didn't you tell me? What's the name?
You and your file. I got all the information I need up here. How did you do that thing with the fire?
Got it from a joke shop down Deptford High Street.
Never do it again. This is not magic tricks and tomfoolery. This is science.
All right, me.
Good. I want you to see this client.
Me?
It's time. You ready?
On my own.
I can't always hold your hand.
Oh, screw it up.
You won't.
Please stay and listen to me.
I'm going to visit a friend of mine. Make a change to visit a friend in her living room rather than a cemetery.
Don't say that, Miss May.
I'm getting on. One day I'll forget everything.
I can remember for you. I'll look after you.
Oh, you're a good girl. But why you have to move my things?
Don't you like the place tidy?
I like to find my things where I leave them. And I suppose you sweep the dirt under the carpet. Here. This is for you. I've been writing things down in this book for years.
What, like magic spells?
I don't have a daughter to pass them on to. And my son, well, he isn't interested. That's your client, Shirley. I'm going.
Don't go. I'm nervous, May.
You're nervous? What happened to Big Tough Dell? You will be all right.
What if I say something wrong? I'll upset her. You know what I'm like.
Remember, the healing begins when you look into their eyes. You can do it. Later.
I have an appointment.
Place look different.
Up in spring cleaning?
At home you couldn't boil water. I never know say a daughter of mine turn old be a woman.
Would you like a cup of tea?
No. Thank you.
Palm more cards?
Cats.
Four of hearts means that it means Uncle Bro told me what that man did to you.
Brad have no business telling you those things.
He wants me to know who I am.
Him think knowing what happened in my life going to make you understand who you are.
Why did you have to make a big secret of everything?
Brad talk too much.
Viv? Left. This behind?
Keep it. What I have is yours.
I don't need money.
No?
Send it to your family back home. They need it more than me.
You think so? In a way, we are poorer than them. Them all in it together.
When I was a girl, you kill a cow, you share it up. Everybody in the district get a piece. Here, you're poor and you're by yourself.
I'm not coming home.
I just wanted to see you all right.
How's Viv?
She's packing up to go to university.
I bet she's excited.
Black studies. You ever hear of such a thing?
Why don't you like me? When we were kids, you'd come home off a night shift and you'd come into our room. It was like there was this heat and light coming off you. And you thought we was asleep and whisper stories in our ears. Then you'd go and we'd have kisses on our cheeks. We could still smell you. Warm in our room.
Nobody see you. Nobody hear you. You can work 50 years with people and they still don't know your name. People walk through you like you're not even there. Push you out the way. All the time you're screaming. You're screaming inside, but nobody come. You don't exist. Are you gonna teach your children that they don't exist? You got to show them that life hard. Mama never liked me. I was everything she never wanted to be. I was too black, me hair too dry. Everything that make you invisible in the world.
Mom, don't.
All the try, I could never do anything right for her. Even the last time I go home and visit, everybody come round say how I look sharp. Call me Miss English. Say how them proud of me, but not she. She never say a word. Right up to the end, she never say a word to me. You say I don't see how them treat you out there. I see it. I see it and it make me want to tear the place down. I would chop off my hand if it would help you. But now, it's up to you. I've been fighting too long, Del. I can't fight anymore. I want somebody to hold me now. I want to curl up in a somebody lap. I want someone to tell me stories that make the sun shine. Someone to gather me up and touch my cheek like I was a prize and not a curse. And stroke my hair like Mama never could.
Palmu cards.
Enid was Sarah Niles, Del Serafina Bay, Viv Nicole Cherry, Brod Will Johnson, and May Claire Benedict. Original music was composed by Ed Clark. Leave Taking by Winsome Pinnock was originally produced at the Bush Theatre. It was directed for the stage and radio by Madonna Eunice and was a BBC Radio Drama North production produced by Pauline Harris.
You can find more editions of Drama on 3 on BBC Sounds.
Start your day with a soundtrack that will surprise and delight you.
Nothing like a madrigal and a cup of tea to start the day, tweets Susan.
Coming up in the next half hour, a sparkling mandolin concerto.
Composers from 16th century England and 21st century America.
Join Petro Trelawney and Georgia Mann for breakfast.
I live near Wrexham, says Barry. Every morning I drive my wife Angie to work, and without fail I listen to Breakfast on Radio 3.
If you have made a recent discovery that you'd like to share with the nation, do let us know, please, and we shall get it on the radio.
Breakfast, every weekday from 6:30 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 9 o'clock and time now for this week's edition of Early Music Late. It's introduced by Simon Hayes.
The mere mention of the name Burgundy immediately conjures up intoxicating images of wealth and power, abundance and luxury. And tonight we'll be quaffing deeply from the rich cultural history of this area of East Central France, not only celebrated for its wine, but also its musical heritage, stretching right back to the art-loving Dukes of Burgundy in the 14th and 15th centuries, whose courts were a cradle for the development of Renaissance polyphony. Burgundy was the theme of last year's Utrecht Festival of Early Music, and in an extended edition of tonight's programme, we'll be listening to highlights from two concerts celebrating the riches of the region, which take us from the mid-Renaissance to the late Baroque. We start in the ostentatious era of Charles the Bold and Philip the Fair, a time of refined court ladies, warring knights and ambitious composers. One in particular stands out, Josquin des Prez, who lived from the early 1450s to 1521 and helped shape the development of the Renaissance musical language. We get a rare glimpse of his personality from an off-the-cuff remark made by a court official, who noted that, while it is true that Josquin composes better than all, he composes when he wants to and not when one wants him to. Even so, he produced a remarkable quantity of sacred music, particularly settings of the Mass, the ultimate musical challenge for the Renaissance composer. And Josquin's masses display extraordinary intellectual energy, so much so that in 1502, a collection of his finest masses was granted the security of print, the first publication ever devoted to a single composer. We'll hear one of these masses now, the Missa L'Homme Armé, the first of two settings Josquin made using a popular song of the day, Beware the Armed Man. Masses based on this simple tune became a rite of passage for Renaissance composers, and between about 1450 and the end of the 17th century, over 40 L'Homme Armé masses were written. Using songs as the starting point for a mass was surprisingly common, partly because it challenged composers to elevate such humble music to its highest.